Some of the world's biggest data companies, Google, Microsoft, and Facebook, have joined a new coalition that's pushing for easier access to renewable energy. And through that push, they're trying to change the nation's energy landscape, even in states that haven't fully embraced that change. Wyoming Public Radio's Stephanie Joyce has more.
At Greenhouse Data in Cheyenne, energy efficiency is an obsession. As I enter one of the company's secured data vaults, Art Salazar, the director of operations, asks me to pause in the entryway.
So we'll need you to stomp on that a few times.
That is a clear rubber mat with a sticky, glue-like finish. My boots leave dirty imprints on the mat, which, as Salazar explains, is the point.
Dust is a huge concern of ours.
That's because dust makes electronics run hotter, which then means using more electricity to cool them down. And for data centers, the goal is to use as little electricity as possible, because it's typically companies' biggest expense.
This is the cloud. You're standing right in front of the cloud.
The cloud, where you upload photos and stream video, it's a real physical thing. And at Greenhouse Data, it looks like rows and rows of glass and metal cabinets, chock full of humming electronics and colorful cables, all fed by enormous black power lines snaking along the ceiling of the room. All those electronics whirring away in their cabinets consume an enormous amount of electricity. Greenhouse Data used 15 million kilowatt hours last year. Wendy Fox is the company's communications director.
The electrical resources of the planet are finite, but our need for data seems to be infinite.
Statistics compiled by Inside Energy show in 2013, data centers consumed 2% of all U.S. power, triple what they consumed in 2000. Fox says as the sector grows, it has a responsibility to do it sustainably. At Greenhouse Data, that means purchasing renewable energy credits to offset the mostly coal-fired power the company uses from Wyoming's grid. Similar credits are how many tech companies have managed their carbon footprints in the past, but now that's changing. Larger companies are now sourcing more power directly from renewables. Brian Janis is the director of energy for Microsoft, which owns Wyoming's largest data center.
Direct sourcing is important to us because our goal is really the transformation of the electric grid.
That's right, the transformation of the electric grid. So how is Microsoft planning to achieve that? Well, to start, not alone. Microsoft is teaming up with dozens of other companies, including Facebook and Google, to push for easier access to renewable energy. Their leverage comes from the fact that they are becoming larger and larger energy consumers.
We're going back to our utility every year and saying we're going to consume more power next year than we did the year before.
Janis says that puts data companies in a unique negotiating position with utilities and the states that want to attract their business.
We want to influence policy. We want to influence the availability of these resources.
And it appears to be working. In Nevada, a data company was able to convince the utility, NV Energy, to build new renewable capacity for its project. In Virginia, Microsoft has negotiated an agreement for a new solar farm. In Wyoming, Microsoft has already invested around $1 billion in data centers. And Sean Reese, the director of the Wyoming Business Council, hopes that's just the beginning.
We want Microsoft to continue to grow here, and frankly, we want some of their competitors to be here in the state of Wyoming as well.
But while Wyoming has great renewable energy potential, very little of it has been tapped. Wyoming law makes it difficult for companies to directly invest in renewable energy, and the state's utilities don't offer renewable energy tariffs to companies. Reese says the state needs to overcome those barriers if it wants to continue attracting data companies.
The markets are changing, the technologies are changing, and the state's got to keep up with those.
Or risk losing out on business from one of the nation's fastest growing sectors. For Inside Energy, I'm Stephanie Joyce.